Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Going to Tokyo Road.
Just a boy, not a man. Since you're born in a van. This is a fight for the freedom, but I feel like I'm high.
Bon Jovi. He's your artist of the day, but we're not playing the big hits. We're playing the little hits. Ooh, pot it down all the way right now, and then back up. I love satirical news sites, you know, real fake news. TheHardTimes.net just published a story. Cash-strapped drummer needs stick that he threw into audience back.
They do throw a lot of those out there.
That's good.
And it shows him with just one stick in his hand. And the other hand up in the air like, can you throw that back?
So here's the thing. I learned something over the past few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Did some research.
Mm-hmm.
I found out that Dana was right.
What?
Yes, I was going to bring this up.
Oh, no.
You are lying. You were not going to bring this up.
I didn't want to do it in the 3 o'clock hour because that hour is rebroadcast, and I'm not going to admit a fault twice, just once.
Wow.
Yes, Hawaii 5-0. The series title was
an homage
to Hawaii being the 50th state. Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
and
Dan.
First of all, just take a win. Why do you do it so
Because
gleefully?
You were sitting on my win. You were masking the truth. We are always honest on this show until I'm right and you're wrong, and then holy hell, I'm not going to talk about that.
And okay, Dana. The slang.
Yeah. She's lecturing me about being wrong and admitting it. It's classic.
Let's dig into the vault here of the clips. Many clips.
It is. That's where the slang for police came from. Hey, 5-0 is rolling up, you know.
Thank you, Dan.
That's where it came from.
The slang came after the show.
Because it was Hawaii
5-0. Because it was the 50th state.
And it's a Mustang 5.0 because of the size of the engine.
Okay, Dan, thank
you.
So
I've been doing a lot of research.
I did my own research over the very short break that we just had before we bring in our guest at 4 o'clock. More than 80% of bathroom-related injuries are caused by slips and falls, mostly while getting in and out of the tub or shower. Injury rates are more common in women and older patients. And I read a tweet last night. Did you see this on Twitter last night, Dan?
I did not.
From our dear friend, Will Starrett, who suffered what I believe to be a serious injury in the shower. And I reached out and go, you got to come on the show and talk about this. Because I, too, have had something similar happen. And it scares me to death.
Let's go to Mr. Will Starrett, who is calling in on the hotline. Hello, Mr. Will.
Hey there. It's good to be with you.
It's good to be with you.
How
it's good to hear you.
How are you? How many fingers am I holding up?
Damn, you took my joke.
12.
What happened to you, brother?
So a week ago Saturday, I was in a hotel out of town, and I'm in the shower. I note that the water is beginning to pool around my feet, so I look down and I see that the drain is plugged.
Yeah.
So I bend over, pull the drain plug up, and as I am standing back up right after that, I clock my head something fierce on the handrail that's there in the shower.
On the bar?
Yes, that bar that's there. I hit my head something severe. I was able to catch myself and avoid falling, finished up my shower real quick, but after that I was told that I was not speaking the English language properly. And I actually kind of recognized that at the time, that what I was saying did not sound right.
Were you concussed?
I learned after the fact, yes, that I officially was.
Okay.
It took about half an hour for me to speak straight, and the biggest mistake that I made was, because I have had a concussion before. I knew what had happened, and I figured, okay, I have stuff to do. I cannot take time away. I cannot take time off. And so my decision was, I'm going to walk this off. And it was the following Tuesday morning when I was getting ready to do the morning show with Ellen that she looked at me and said, okay, what is going on with you? And I said, what do you mean? And she said, your face doesn't look right. Like your eyes aren't lined up.
Oh my gosh.
And so she started, and I explained to her what had happened. And she said, I really think you should go home like now. I said, no, I'll finish the show. But she pushed me to seek medical attention as soon as we got off the air. And that's what I did. And
well, when she says your face wasn't lining up, describe what you looked like.
Like a stroke?
Well, no, I think it was because I don't know. I was concussed and I don't know what I looked like. I thought I looked normal, but I was told that my face just did not look right and that my eyes weren't properly lined up.
So your peripheral vision was extended.
Like one of those
apparently,
fish.
Apparently, yeah.
Like a halibut. I mean,
you know, as a result of me being on the show, that I have that controllable lazy eye thing.
Yeah.
And I had experienced significant difficulty in the couple of days leading up to that Tuesday with keeping that eye controlled. It got to where it just wanted to hang out on the side there.
Did you have what they call a wandering eye?
I see what you did there. Thank you.
We're laughing with you, not at you, Will.
Sure, yeah, it's funny now, right? So anyway, Tuesday I got scanned, was told, congratulations, you have a concussion, but at least you don't appear to have any, you know, active hemorrhaging going on or anything like that. Don't ever try to walk it off again, was what I was told, and go home and sleep as much as you can.
In a dark room. And were you really, really tired, Will?
I still am. I am. That is the biggest lingering effect, is I tire very easily right now. I am ready for bed whenever I get here. But after that incident happened, I slept probably 20 of the next 24 hours. And I was out of work for the rest of the week and just returned yesterday. So it's been an experience, and I'm told that I can expect to have concussion related headaches for another 3 to 6 months.
Oh man, brother.
Yeah. They come and go. I did have a constant headache all the way through Saturday, and then I got a couple days without one, and then it came back today. And I'm told this could hang around for a while. The lingering impacts of this are much longer than I ever could have anticipated.
Well, brother, we're doing nothing but praying for a speedy recovery for you, and we're thinking about you. And but let's cut to the chase. Can you still do jam or no jam or not?
Since I know that that is the thing about which you are most concerned, it has nothing to do with my health or well-being.
Right.
It has to do with my sideshow act. I believe that I can. I don't know how well it would work over the telephone if you were to hit me with one right now.
I haven't decided if I'm going to do that, seeing that you can't see
straight
or not.
I don't know that we should hit you with anything right now, Will Starrett.
That is true. Yeah, don't hit me with anything, please. I'm very fragile. I'm a delicate little flower right now.
Man. Dude, I'm sorry for you, man. That just sucks.
Thank you.
If it makes you feel better, though, Will, it is so common. It is so common.
That's the thing that I've been told. But the one point that I want to get across, because of how common it is if this happens to you, do not try to play through it. You need to give your body time. That is the important thing, and there is no substitute for that.
Good advice.
All right, let's see how lasting these effects are. Are you ready?
Ready.
I'm going to give you a full 3/10 of a second.
Okay.
Because I know right now you're damaged goods.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, working over a telephone instead of in person.
Okay, are you ready?
I think so, yeah.
All right, let's give this one a shot here real quick. Hang on.
Do it. I cannot tell through the phone. I have no idea.
I'm going to give you a full second then.
Okay.
Cuz I think this concussion is more severe than we thought. Hang on.
Is that Love'll Find a Way from Lionel Richie?
Oh, thank God you're alive. You're alive. Seem to care. But if your hopes for your tomorrows are drowning in your sorrows. Well, I'm no medical professional, but if I was, I think you're well on the road to recovery.
Well, thank you. I'm pleased to hear that you line up with people who are actual doctors. So thank you.
Yeah. And no more bending over in the shower. Good Lord.
Phrasing.
Yeah, total phrasing.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I wish you the best, Will Starrett. We love you.
Same to you, and I miss you guys.
We miss you, too. And hey, I kid because I love you. You know that, right?
Of course I do. Love you back.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, and a speedy recovery, and we'll hear you on the news tomorrow morning. All right, brother?
Sounds good.
And
thank
hey,
you.
Get that right eye back in.
I want to want a wandering eye.
Yeah.
I think I've got it all squared back up.
Get in the mirror and just double check, all right?
I'll do my best. Yeah,
I love that
I'm only seeing one of everything instead of two is a positive sign.
That's progress.
But man, you've got a way to see around you now that you didn't have before.
Like an owl.
It's like an owl. Without the head moving. I love you, brother.
Goodbye.
I'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
All right, you be
love
good.
You don't want Julie to think he was seeing somebody on the side.
Oh. I can see clearly now the rain has gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark. Dedicated to Will Starrett. From Kansas City's Morning News. It's gonna be a bright,
sunshiny day. It's bright and sunshiny over to the east.
And looky
over
there.
The west.
It's the same way over there on the west. And I didn't even have to move my eyes or my head. I can just tell.
Oh, halibut stare it.
Halibut stare it.
Can't be snuck up on.
No.
He gonna get you.
You know, he's got a job as a security guard if he ever loses his gig here, man.
God bless him. I'm glad he's okay.
Do you think he could read two scripts at one time?
I think we should try it out.
I'm gonna read mine and Ellen's. Watch this.
Hang on and hold my beer. I'll be right back.
I'm glad he's okay.
We're just goofing on you, man.
Oh my gosh, I love this next story. You have to help me do some math here, though. A teenager lost her purse in 1957.
Okay.
They just found it. It had slipped behind a locker at a high school in Ohio.
Okay, that was 63 years ago.
Okay. So she would be almost 80, about, mm-hmm. right?
Closing in on it, yeah.
The bag was lost in 1957, had not been seen for 62 years, the contents inside frozen in time. Charles Pyle, a custodian at the school, found the purse wedged between a school locker and the wall when he was doing repairs. Pyle was starting to fix some loose trim on the locker when, much to his surprise, he came across the small red bag covered in dust. He brought it to the school office. North Canton City Schools decided to share more about the lost heirlooms inside.
North Canton or Kansas?
Canton.
Okay.
And the woman who once owned them. Okay? Some of you may remember the purse that was discovered at North Canton Middle School last spring. Oh, middle school. So she would be 80, right? If she was alive, she would be 80.
No, you're younging her down, so she would be younger than that.
The purse belonged to Patty Rumfola, a 1960 Hoover graduate. Thanks to the investigative work of many of you on Facebook, we were able to track down Patty's family. Unfortunately, we found that Patty had passed away.
Oh, that's too bad.
Her five children were together for a family gathering in the fall, and they opened the purse together to have a glimpse into their mother's life as a teenager at Hoover High School.
Hmm.
Since that time, we've received permission from the family to share photos of the contents. Those of you who may have gone to school in the 1950s or 60s might have memories of some of these items. In one of the photos, you see 9 coins from Patty's wallet. Each of her 5 children kept one of the wheat pennies as a token and remembrance of their mother. So inside the purse, gosh, there's 34 photos. Her library card.
Okay.
Wheat pennies.
Wheat? Oh, yeah. Pennies that had the wheat on the back, yeah.
Pennies. Let's see. Let me pull up some of the photos. There were photos of her in what appears to be like a prom or... Yeah, that's definitely a prom. And look at her. We're going to share this on Facebook. This is so neat. Look, the purse is completely intact. It is covered in dust because it was wedged between...
Sure.
The school did really not change the lockers out in that many years?
Bond issues are hard to pass. They really are.
There's a membership card, it looks like, to the YMCA. Look at her. She was a member of the Y. And then I'll post the rest of this on our Facebook page so you can open the photos. There's a ton of photos at the school with the family's permission shared.
It sucks that she's passed.
I know.
That would be really cool if she was still alive.
But how lovely that the children opened it and got to see what was in there from their mom, who would have been, how old are you in middle school? 13, 12?
Probably 12 to 15.
I absolutely love that story. Wouldn't it have been funny if they'd pulled something out like...
A condom.
Patty!
Well, that would have been funny.
Stop it.
Inappropriate pictures.
Right. There's one.
Grandma Patty was a bit of a bar whore.
At 12 years old.
Stop it. There's a football stub.
Start him young.
An American Junior Red Cross card. A $1.50 looks like lunch ticket. She was a member of the National Junior High Y Fellowship of the Young Men's Christian Association.
Oh, yes, she was.
The baseball team schedule was in there. Stop it. A calendar. She has a lot of receipts, like a solicitor receipt for $2. There's another football schedule.
What the hell is a solicitor receipt?
I don't know. There's another football schedule for 1956.
So she either liked young men or she liked her sports.
No, she's just, you know what? This is just.
She
needs
to learn to clean her purse out.
I'm just trying to poop on your little parade.
Patty was a hoarder. No. You know, the little graduation cards that come in the envelope, the fancy envelope graduation cards.
Sounds like a lovely young lady.
A piece of beech nut gum. Peppermint flavor. Always refreshing.
Always.
Is it still refreshing?
Probably not now.
A little hard, probably.
A booster club ticket. A drawing that she made. And here we go. Shame on you. A Sacred Heart of Jesus medallion that says, I place my trust in thee.
I was goofing, so don't throw shame on me. I was goofing around trying to have a good time.
That's lovely. We'll post that on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good.
Story here from the front page of the Wall Street Journal. And the headline is, pull-ups and sit-ups don't hurt as much as these gym clothes. Personal trainer Alexia Clark rotates through a surprising wardrobe of sportswear that includes crystal embellished ensembles, a white mesh sports bra that just simply won't stay put, and leggings with painfully placed metal logos. Ms. Clark, who has 2 million Instagram followers, is among the devotees of luxury performance wear. Men and women willing to sweat, spend, and endure whatever it takes to look good while you're working out. The 29-year-old trainer in Scottsdale, Arizona, said she only rejects eye-catching outfits so impractical that she literally can't do anything. Men are also going toe-to-toe in form-fitting ensembles.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, no, guys. No, this is bad. Plus, such accessories as chest rigs. I don't even know what a chest rig is.
I'm scared to Google it.
Strap-on pec packs to hold your phones, keys, and other survival gear. Some new offerings appear to favor form over function.
Chest rigs are like a military thing. Like what you would, you know, keep like, I don't know, grenades in or something.
Simmer down, bench presser.
You show up to a gym wearing that.
You're
and then you're
a
going,
nerd. Oh, somebody get my phone.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Patrick Reiser's gym clothes take up more space than his girlfriend's entire wardrobe. The 28-year-old trainer in Charlotte, North Carolina, spends between $5,000 and $10,000 a year.
You said on girlfriend?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
On workout gear. Quote, you work out to look good, and you should look good while you're doing it.
This is a chest rig for the gym. Describe it. That very nice-looking man.
It looks like a, what are those things that guys
a use? A fanny pack.
It looks like a fanny pack that goes around your neck. And you look like a dork.
It's a chest fanny pack.
If you can't be away from your phone or whatever the hell you're putting in that thing for 1 hour, you got bigger
problems.
Do
you know what it looks like? A backward baby Bjorn, ladies. So it looks like a baby Bjorn that you carry a baby on your back, only it's strapped to the front of the man's chest at the gym.
Miri Levi, an ultra-toned grandmother in Miami, outpaces Mr. Reiser. She has an entire room of her apartment set aside for gym clothes. After investing in more than 200 pieces from Lululemon, she moved on to flashier wear from such brands as Carbon 38 and Ultra Core.
Whatever happened to just throwing a t-shirt on?
I go to the club.
Scott, you work out?
Yeah, I do work out. By the way, I've lost 10 pounds, so both of you can
suck it. I'm proud of you. I am proud of you.
Both of you can suck it.
I'm not laughing that you're working out. I find it ridiculous that anyone would spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on sports bras.
I'm down 2 pant sizes right now. So, you know, all of you can suck it. However, I will tell you this. What I wore to the gym today was a pair of shorts that I bought at Target, some compression shorts that I bought at Target, and a t-shirt that I bought at the airport in Miami. That was my workout gear. But this Lululemon thing, let me tell you about this. For those of you who don't know.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy. My 15-year-old daughter, Maya, for Christmas, we asked her, you know, we had a certain budget for all the kids, okay? All
three. One pair of shorts and you're out.
All three of them. And so we had a certain budget. I'm not going to get into what the budget was. And Maya said, whatever you spend on me, I want you to spend on Lululemon pants. So we got her some Lululemon pants.
One pair.
Well, the other day, I went into her room. I don't know if I was sweeping or whatever I was doing. But I think I was sweeping the house because I have hardwoods throughout and the dog sheds like crazy. And on her dresser in her room was one of those price tags that, you know, come with all clothing. You know, it's like about that big and it has a little plastic thing that you have to pull, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Kelly did all the Christmas shopping this year. I had no idea how much we spent on a pair of Lululemon pants. You want to know what the price tag was that I saw?
$120.
Yeah, they're $100.
$128.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I damn near pooped myself.
Mm-hmm.
$128?
I have told you before about my Lululemon rule in the house.
What is your Lululemon rule in the house?
I refuse, and I'm using that word in all caps, I refuse to buy into that craze and buy any of it for the kids. And it's not just the girls who want it. The boys want the boys wear. I refuse to do it. I tell them, you know what? If you want to save your money and spend $70 on a piece of fabric, you know, that's like the shorts are just size of a grapefruit.
So Lululemon sells menswear too?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Neither did I.
I refuse.
I thought they were just yoga pants. Somebody says, my daughter works for Lululemon. A cotton t-shirt is $98. Shut up.
I think their headbands are like $30.
Headbands are $30?
Something like that, yeah.
Just rip up an old t-shirt and wrap it around your head like Axl Rose or something. What?
You could.
I do not understand this Johnson County soccer mom mentality that you've got to wear 128.
Oh, I don't think it's a Johnson County thing. That is a popular brand across the country.
I was just using that as the example. You know what I'm getting at, though. I mean, what's wrong with like a pair of Nikes from Dick's Sporting Goods for $45?
I'm on Lululemon's website right now. A sports bra, $58.
Well, that's not that expensive for a bra.
$58?
Correct.
Wow.
For a sports bra?
Well, I mean, you can get them at Target cheaper, but underclothing for women is generally, it's pretty expensive. It just is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I don't know.
Even Target bras. I mean, it just is.
Tank top, $54.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it.
I love Scott, and I agree with him on Lululemon, but he still sounds like the get off my lawn guy. $128 for a pair of pants? I can go to Savers and get yoga pants and a whole wardrobe for that.
You know what else with that stuff? The resale market is robust for that stuff. There are all kinds of websites where you can take all of this stuff and instead of just donating it, you can sell it on these recycle sites. And people run businesses out of their home doing that, Scott.
You're right, Dana. Kelly just wrote, my Nike sports bras are $55 a pop.
Yeah, they're expensive.
They have to be very supportive. Okay. Okay, kid. 576-7798. I was told, by the way, apparently, and I'm learning a lot about female fashion having daughters now.
I ain't learning about male fashion.
And stay down.
Did not see that one coming. Man, that was like T-ball.
Low-hanging fruit.
Boy, it was.
Let me ask you this.
Wait, I'm not done. Be quiet. You got a really good dig in on me and just sit back and enjoy it, okay? That was a good dig. Apparently, Lululemon has a little like emblem on the back of their pants.
Yeah.
And that is what you're really paying for.
Yeah.
Is the but you can't even see it if you wear a t-shirt.
In high school, don't you remember the Pepe jeans and the Guess jeans?
It was Pepe. Miss me.
It was not Pepe, it was Pepe.
I didn't know how to pronounce it because we were too poor to afford it.
Was it Jordache?
I don't know. We wore Alco and Kmart brand clothing.
It was Jordache.
There's a jumpsuit on this website for $248 if we're looking to save a few bucks.
What would you spend when it comes to clothing? Where do you spend the money? And I'll give you one example of where I do splurge with the kids.
Not on underwear.
And not all of the kids, but some of the kids.
Where do I?
Yes.
Track suits.
Okay.
I like a good fitting tracksuit jacket.
Anyone with boys will tell you it is worth spending the extra money for good shoes if you have an athletic kid, because you're trying to save a buck here or there. The shoes shred.
But like, I wear like crappy Asics to work.
Uh-huh.
When I do wear shoes, not flip-flops. But when I work out, and yes, Sam, I do work out.
You do?
Yeah. When I do work out, I have a pair of shoes that I only use when I work out, and they're Brooks. Because Brooks is extremely expensive.
And I'm not saying girls shouldn't have good shoes, but my girls can buy one pair and go all year, and their cheers shoes are separate.
Yeah.
My son, oh God, that kid goes through shoes.
I used to buy a new pair of track shoes like twice a season, one at the beginning and one in the middle, just because I would wear them down.
5767798. Somebody says Lululemon is the female version of the Air Jordan when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
You'll pay whatever it takes just to be seen in them.
Not in my house.
5767798. 5767798.
Oh, you're going to love the 5 o'clock hour.
We were talking about this front page article in the Wall Street Journal today about what people are willing to pay for their workout attire. Not workout gear like weights or, you know, a Peloton or any of that stuff. The things that you put on your body, your Lululemon leggings. And Sam and I were unaware until Dana informed us. I had no idea because I've never been in a Lululemon store in my life. They apparently make menswear.
It is good quality. It is really, good
quality. And that's what somebody on the text line is saying. What you're actually paying for is the name and the quality. Lululemon leggings are of very high quality. I don't know.
And
I don't wear leggings.
For the average 13, 14, 15-year-old girl, that is not why they want that item.
No, they want it.
They want the name recognition.
For the little logo.
This is high quality. I need these high quality leggings to go to school in.
Yes. I need these to last all the way through my senior year.
Please.
While I'm sitting in a desk.
No, they're buying it for the little logo that's right above your butt crack. That's what they're doing. Just like we wore.
What did your mom say no to that you wanted in high school?
Kiss and Ozzy Osbourne records. As far as clothing is concerned. Nothing. I mean, but I didn't want like the crazy super expensive stuff. I don't know if you know this, but I lived in Germany.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. When?
And in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
And over there, the really popular thing to wear was this company called Sash.
Okay.
S-A-S-C-H. Sash jeans. And they were tight around the ankles. They came in leopard print.
Oh, of course they did.
You know they did. This was the 80s, brothers.
Good.
Checkers. The one thing you didn't wear with Sash jeans were denim. They were like tiger striped.
Yeah, like Zubas kind of?
No, but they were super skin tight.
Oh, okay.
They were jeans. They were denim, technically denim, but they were anything but blue jeans.
Like the joggers of today.
Like awful offensive colors and patterns, though.
Yeah, but that over in Europe, that was super popular.
And were they expensive?
Not expensive, but they weren't the cheapest jeans on the market. I'll see if I can find some like pictures of it. It's horrible. I mean, the fact that I wore this stuff just makes me want to throw up in my own mouth. But I'll see if I can find some images of Sash jeans from the 80s.
I remember wanting...
They're still around.
I don't think it was Keds. Do you, ladies my age, remember the white tennis shoes with the little plastic triangle pieces that you popped in and out of the side of the shoe? There were two little triangles, and you could pop out red and put in green. You could pop out green and put in blue. I wanted a pair of those shoes so bad. Tell Scott on the text line what they're called. Why can't I remember the name of those? They weren't Keds, but they were very, very popular in the, I would say, late 80s, early 90s.
Hmm.
Man, I wanted a pair of those shoes.
Wow. Sterling in Independence. Hello, Sterling.
Hi, guys. Love the show.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
It's yours.
Well, this isn't really workout clothing related, but my wife bought me a pullover sweatshirt, like a little quarter zip from Vineyard Vines. Oh my God, $130.
Yeah.
No way. That is unreal.
Well, but do you wear them?
I wore it once. One, for $130, I'm scared to death to get anything on it.
Well, there is this thing called a washing machine, brother.
There is, but still, I mean, for $130, I've never paid that much for a piece of clothing in my life.
Capas.
They were capas, called capas. Yeah, capas, yeah. This is what they looked like, but this is the woman's version. But this is how bad these pants were. Here's the female yoga pant version. But I had a pair of jeans that looked just like that.
God, those are terrible.
They were super popular in like 1985.
Not anything like the capas, which meant you were cool.
Is there a stark difference between the male version and the female version of those pants? Or no?
Not really.
Both genders made equally horrifying fashion choices when they put those on.
Do you remember thick laces, or am I the only person who remembers?
You're the only one. Do you not remember capas? Because now I'm obsessed.
I can't believe nobody remembers thick laces from the 80s. Like,
thick laces.
That the rappers would wear?
Those lasted in
the
90s.
Fat laces, the
fat laces,
ones?
Fat laces, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Those were still on skate shoes into the 90s and early 2000s.
Fat laces.
I'm going to buy a pair of capas shoes.
I can't believe you don't remember fat laces. Remember this? Hang on. Here's a
You've asked me about this before. I don't remember that.
I can't believe that you don't remember fat laces. All the guys who thought they were rappers would wear them. All the white kids.
Simmer down.
No, seriously. All the white kids that thought they were in Run DMC would wear these things.
With the misunderstood tattoos on their face?
Yeah. And you can get them all kind of patterns and colors. They were super cool.
You can get capas on eBay.
Well, you know what? Fulfill that dream.
You're darn right I'm fulfilling that dream.
Here's a great picture. There's fat laces.
Fat laces
Those
and parachute
pants. Ridiculous.
Everybody wore them in like 1985.
Man, I wanted some parachute pants.
Did you?
Oh, I wanted some parachute pants badly. My parents wouldn't let me buy any.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.